Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 14, 19-5-21. Last time, we talked about Ashwagandha. Let me bring to you another report from Dialab Sukuba team. They've been exploring the anti-cancer activity in leaves of Ashwagandha and building knowledge on how it works. They earlier described vidafrine as one of the cytotoxic ingredients and works for killing cancer cells with and without active telomerase. This time, they used low dose of vidafrine that caused slow growth arrest in cancer cells and was relatively safe for normal cells in viability assays in culture dishes. Looking into the molecular mechanism of such growth arrest, they describe that it activates NF-kappa-B and P38 MAP kinase proteins in cancer cells. These effects were not seen in normal cells in parallel experiments. What they did next is used molecular dynamics and computational and experimental analysis and showed that vidafrine is capable of inducing structural changes in NF-kappa-B complex and activate it by pushing it in the cell nucleus. Looking at NF-kappa-B downstream signaling proteins and oxidative stress response, they found that vidafrine caused upregulation of the protein called CARF, collaborator of ARF, that regulates DNA damage and oxidative stress response. They showed that although NF-kappa-B was activated only in cancer cells, CARF was activated both in cancer and normal cells. What they seem to show is that low dose of vidafrine induces senescence or aging by multiple pathways. Some, but not all, of these are selective in cancer cells. The study appeared in Journal of Gerontology, Volume 74. Please take a look and stay connected for more. Thank you very much.